to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. I am privileged to start the day with you, and to help us get it started right, we always go to the Bible first. It's so important to start your day in God's Word, listening to God. Why? Well, God's the one who put us here, and He's the one who designed our lives to work a certain way. We just are being foolish if we try to operate our lives well without knowing how it works. And the Bible is God's way of telling us, here's how life works. Here's how I designed it. Something's broken, but I'm in the process of repairing it in your life. Well, you may be feeling the brokenness of life, and if you are, don't mess around. Get a good relationship with God going, and you'll find your life starting to come back together. That's what God does. When the Bible calls Jesus our Savior, it means He's putting us back together. He's rescuing us from the brokenness that we have in our lives. If you need some healing, you find it in Jesus Christ. We're reading from the book of Hebrews this week, and today I want to read you a couple of verses from Hebrews chapter 7, that is verses 18 and 19. It says, "For on the one hand, a former commandment," he's talking about the Old Testament law, the law of Moses, "that former commandment is set aside because of its weakness and uselessness. For the law made nothing perfect. But on the other hand, a better hope is introduced," talking about the New Testament and the coming of Jesus Christ and the revelation of God's grace towards us. "A better hope is introduced through which we draw near to God." And really, when you read the Bible, you see this coming through so loud and clear. That Old Testament law, the law of Moses, never helped anyone draw near to God. And you think, well, why is that? Well, because no one's able to keep the law. Have you ever tried to just live a good life that you know God would want you to live? How did you go? Well, I know the answer because I've tried it too. I can't do it. You can't do it. None of us can. That's the law. That's the way of trying to be good enough for God. And the Bible tells us that God gave us the law so we could recognize, I can't be good enough for God. I can't do it on my own. And to point the way to the coming of Jesus Christ, the New Testament. You know, the word testament means covenant. There's an old covenant and a new covenant. You say, well, maybe the word covenant doesn't make it clearer to me either. Well, call it agreement. There was an old agreement that came through Moses, which said, keep God's law in order to experience God's blessing. But the new agreement, the New Testament, the new covenant says, trust in what God has done for you when Jesus died on the cross. And you'll experience God's blessing, His forgiveness, and His adoption into His family. What's all that put together? It's grace, isn't it? We don't deserve it. We've done so many things to offend God. And yet, when we don't deserve it, He still pours it out on us. I love you, He says, and I'm going to pay the price to make a way for you to be forgiven, come into my family, and experience my blessing. Well, that sounds like something that we shouldn't ignore, doesn't it? And this is what the writer of Hebrews is wanting us to do. Recognize that way of trying to be good enough for God? That's the old way, and it never works. The way God has provided, the new agreement, is trust me. Trust what I have done for you, and I'll pour out my grace in your life. Can you turn to God this morning and say, I can't, but I'm so glad that you did what you did at the cross, and I receive your forgiveness and your grace in my life. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.